There's a grandmother tree in the Pacific Northwest that has been feeding her grandchildren for over 800 years. Through a vast underground network of fungal threads, she sends carbon, nutrients, and chemical warnings to the seedlings struggling in her shadow. She recognizes her own offspring and gives them preferential treatment, boosting their survival rates fourfold. This isn't metaphor or sentimentality. It's measurable science that reveals something we've spent centuries trying to deny. The natural world operates on principles of cooperation, wisdom, and relationship that our modern lives have nearly erased from memory. What if the anxiety, disconnection, and environmental crises we face aren't separate problems requiring separate solutions, but symptoms of forgetting our place in this ancient conversation? When stuck on difficult problems, Albert Einstein would retreat to a Princeton forest and deliberately overwhelm his analytical mind with complexity. By confronting how little he could comprehend about a single square yard of forest floor, his intellect surrendered to intuition, where breakthroughs emerged. He advised students, "If forced to choose between knowledge and mystery, always choose mystery. Wisdom begins with acknowledging the vastness of what we don't know." The greatest scientific minds share this reverence. Carl Sagan viewed science not as spirituality's opposite, but its source. Modern physics reveals reality as fluid and effervescent. We're 99.999999% empty space. Spiders fly using electrical charges, and we float on repelling electron fields. Yet our educational systems clip wonder's wings, teaching fact regurgitation instead of nurturing curiosity. Rachel Carson observed that for children, feeling precedes knowing. Emotions and impressions of the senses are the fertile soil where knowledge grows. Studies confirm outdoor classrooms improve science scores by 27%. Walking through mature forests reveals a profound shift, from seeing individual trees to recognizing an intricate web of relationships. Beneath the visible forest lies an invisible one, mycorrhizal fungi connecting root systems into collaborative networks where grandmother trees nurture entire communities, sharing carbon with struggling seedlings. Trees release phytosides that lower blood pressure and boost immune function. This interconnected view challenges reductionist thinking, echoing indigenous wisdom and teachers like Thich Nhat Hanh, who sees clouds, rain, trees, and sunshine within a single sheet of paper. Darwin observed that communities with the most sympathetic members flourish best, yet survival of the fittest has been twisted to justify oppression. Nature demonstrates cooperation everywhere. Grizzlies prefer moths and tubers over constant hunting, and we're literally made of stardust. The same creative force that formed distant stars also produced Earth's abundant life. Ecosystem diversity creates resilience, a principle equally vital for human societies. Exclusion doesn't just waste talent, it threatens collective well-being. Dr. Amani Nuru-Jeter's research shows that Black women experiencing racism suffer chronic inflammation, increasing diabetes and heart disease risk. An ancient Chinese story illustrates our tendency toward projection. A royal marquis found an exhausted seabird and offered wine, bull meat, and heavenly music. The bird died within 3 days. The marquis assumed the bird wanted what he wanted, mistaking imposition for connection. We often make this same error, trying to make others more like us rather than truly understanding them. Diversity itself is the source of strength in every system. When paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould reviewed Samuel Morton's 1800 skull measurements, he uncovered sloppy methodology supporting Western European superiority. IQ tests later declared immigrants feeble-minded, leading to deportations, sterilizations, and 1924 immigration quotas. Ironically, since 2000, 40% of American Nobel Prize winners have been immigrants. In Kenya's Tsavo National Park, lionesses hunt cooperatively, circling prey or flushing them toward waiting eyed members. Bonobos, sharing 99% of our DNA, are led by matriarchs controlling movement and food distribution. This pattern extends across species, from meerkats to whales. Adult male orcas are 8 times more likely to die within a year after their mother's death. Feminine mammalian energy transcends reproduction to include relationship tending critical for survival. Nature thrives when masculine and feminine energies partner fully, a balance humans have struggled to maintain for four millennia. Joseph Campbell described humanity's great reversal around 3600 BCE when concentrated agriculture created wealth that tyrannical leaders coveted through warfare. Cultural myths transformed as powerful rulers replaced nature goddess stories with male gods overpowering feminine deities. Without the feminine perspective that unifies and sees relationships between all living things, we make catastrophic mistakes like China's 1958 sparrow extermination that led to insect proliferation and crop destruction. Alan Rabinowitz bonded with jaguars at the Bronx Zoo as a child, later establishing the world's first jaguar sanctuary in Belize. By the 1700s, Descartes' notion that animals couldn't feel pain began crumbling. Only in 2015 did the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service end chimpanzee biomedical testing by listing all chimps as endangered. Science confirms what indigenous peoples have known. Animals possess remarkable cognitive abilities. Elephants synthesize more environmental information than any other mammal. Crows demonstrate cause and effect understanding rivaling first graders. Dogs comprehend simple arithmetic, and cockatoos pick locks. In 2012, neuroscientists signed the Cambridge Declaration on Consciousness, acknowledging many creatures possess consciousness, awareness, and intention. Dolphins have unique identifying whistles and appear to name one another. Yellowstone wolves maintain flexible relationships based on trust, with every adult sharing childcare and food. Despite this understanding, we've averted our eyes from suffering in animals raised for food. Mass confinement agriculture creates devastating consequences, from antibiotic resistance to environmental pollution. Animal farming causes half of U.S. soil erosion and a third of water pollution. Temple Grandin argues using animals for food can be ethical if we give those animals a decent life and a painless death. The 1988 Yellowstone fires transformed forests into blackened landscapes. Yet within 9 months, scorched earth sprouted knee-deep vegetation. Ponderosa pines involved thick bark and drop lower branches to prevent flames climbing. Lodgepole pines produce cones releasing seeds only when touched by flame. Post-fire landscapes don't merely recover, they thrive, with fire releasing nutrients that make new plants up to 30% more nutritious. These natural cycles offer profound lessons. Suppressing small emotional fires can lead to devastating conflagrations later, while embracing disruption fosters growth. Like ecosystems recovering through multi-layered responses, humans rebuild after trauma by calming fear centers through movement and mindfulness, connecting with nature, and embracing supportive communities. Research confirms that nature-relatedness uniquely predicts happiness regardless of other psychological factors. Like forests rising from ashes, humans possess deep resilience to emerge from trauma with new strength. Beneath a maple tree, we participate in an exchange older than civilization. The tree absorbs our carbon dioxide, we breathe its oxygen. This reciprocity reveals nature's ultimate lesson. Beauty delights us while relieving our self-centeredness. When nature's beauty captures our attention, the walls of an anxious psyche recede, even walls built from loss and sadness. An Ojibwa elder's butterfly story shows how beauty helps us get unstuck, teaching that struggle is essential for growth. This wisdom transformed troubled teens in wilderness therapy, like Alexis, who discovered that beauty so deep it almost hurt helped her overcome heroin addiction. Despite our environmental guilt, nature doesn't loathe humans. Beauty remains within reach. The grandmother tree still feeds her seedlings, wolves still teach their young, and forests still rise from ash. By embracing mystery, connection, diversity, feminine wisdom, animal intelligence, and resilience, we can heal both ourselves and our planet. Breathing with the living world, we remember, we are Earth, learning to recognize itself.